Blog Talk Radio.
My latest blog and some other resources as well.
So also today, I want to talk to you about the live Divine Mercy Chaplet that I will be hosting every Tuesday of Lent. That is through YouTube. And basically, you come onto YouTube if you've not been part of our live rosaries before. You come on to YouTube, and there you'll have the Statue of the Divine Mercy playing, as well as me saying the prayers and for you to repeat, of course. And then always there's some announcements afterwards, but it's also a great time for fellowship. You, this is misleading that many people think, you do not have to have high-tech equipment. If you've ever watched the YouTube video, you're good to go. All you do is click the link, it pops up a YouTube video, and it plays. The only difference is it's live. It's actually happening live. So, we gotta watch for those things. Also, this Sunday, we are doing our biweekly live rosary, which is kind of the same thing, except it's the rosary, and it starts at 7:45. Eastern time, PM Eastern time. And there we come on. I usually give a talk for the first 15 minutes, and then we go into the rosary at 8:05. And back to the Divine Mercy, that begins tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, let's continue on here. So the live rosary, it's very beautiful. We usually have, between 50 and 100 people watching. If you would like, you can always lead a decade by emailing me, and you can come on and lead a decade. I'd love to have you on the show on the YouTube plane. For that, all you need is a microphone. If you have a laptop, you're set to go. It has a microphone built into it. Okay, the next thing is the Blog Talk Radio show that you're listening to. I have one scheduled right now, and that is for 4 p.m. Tuesday, so 4 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, and we are going to be looking to Christ during Lent. It's going to be kind of like another breaking open the gospel, but we're going to go deeper into it, and that's something I'd like to have you all involved in. Because it is simply beautiful when we listen to the gospel, go deeper to the gospel, and know what Jesus is actually saying to us and what he's actually going through. So that is just a little good part. So those are a few things that will be happening here on for me, anyway, again, tomorrow Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern is the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m. Eastern. On Sunday at 7:45 p.m., you can join in at 7:45 p.m. or at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time is the Live Rosary. And this Tuesday at 4 p.m., we are doing a Look to Christ, a Lenten Reflection here on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Eastern. If you would like the links to the Divine Mercy Chaplet Live or the Rosary Live, please email me at catholic.teen.sb@gmail.com. Also, if you're part of the Facebook group, Why I Am a True Catholic, the links are always posted on there. And if it all fails, you can always type in your search bar, the Divine Mercy Chaplet Live, and it will be an event page that you can click on, RSVP to join, and you'll have full access to all the links. So after the break, I will come back on, and we're going to talk about some Lenten devotions. Okay? So I'll see you all after the break.
There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy. And humility leads to happiness, where we learn that less is more, and in giving, we receive. It's our refuge from chaos and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
We are Catholic. Welcome home. If you are a Catholic and fallen away, we're glad you are with us. If you'd like information on coming home, please don't hesitate to go to CatholicsComeHome.org or email me at Catholic.team.sb@gmail.com. As well as if you're not Catholic and you're looking for a place to call home, the one true home is the Catholic home. And we're glad that you are listening as well. For you to do the same is go to CatholicsComeHome.org or email me for further information on coming home to the Catholic Church at Catholic.team.sb@gmail.com. Because as me, myself, I am also a calendar at age 16. So now we're going to talk about some Lenten devotion here. And mainly I want to talk to you about the precious blood. So the precious blood is something that I talk about a lot. And Jesus says to Barnabas, "My children, the great day of darkness is coming, the day which many hearts anxiously await and is coming now that many hearts are cold. Children, think of how many will be saved. Remember, no unrepentant sinner will survive. Wake up, my children, for evangelization. I am consoled whenever I see preaching my name. Teach men much, much about my agony and my precious blood, which you saved them. Teach them these prayers I taught you. I will draw nearer and touch their life. My precious blood will save them. Many of you will soon lose your zeal and love for the evangelization because of stubbornness, which the enemy poured into the hearts of men. Persist in your work of salvation now. Call my people back to me. I say to you, spread this devotion now. Labor much now for souls, so that your hearts will not be troubled when the great hour comes. Very soon, the hour of fulfillment will come. Pray that you will be on watch. Run for your life. I bless you all." July 26, 1998, Jesus to Barnabas. Are we keeping up? Are we on the lookout to listen to his call that when the hour he comes? If you are stuck in figuring out how to get salvation and how to get to heaven, I urge you to look into the divine, or not the divine mercy, the precious blood of Jesus' daily devotion. To be a daily devotee of the devotion, there's not much you have to do. You have to pray a rosary, a chapel of the precious blood, a litany of the precious blood, the consecration prayer to the precious blood, and any other prayers that you can add into your daily without neglecting your duties to your family or work, and that is every day. You pray those. As I mentioned before, we have groups all over the world that pray on the cell phone. And I am part of one of those based out of New York. And if you just want to listen in and listen to the prayers and how we pray them, I urge you to contact me and get the information If you cannot purchase the precious blood book, there is a PDF file. There's a PDF form of the book that you can pull up on your computer. You can print out either way, or you can buy the book through the association. Either way, the prayers that we have in this book are given so greatly that without these prayers, we may be lost. If you have never prayed these prayers, I urge you to pray them. From the bottom of my heart, this is the devotion that I always flee to. I have a few devotions that I flee to, but this is the main one. And there's many people that pray this devotion. There's many people that you can interact with, and people of all ages, although I do think I am the youngest one. so our teenagers, that is, you know, young adults. But we'd be more than happy to have you on the Precious Blood call line. If you ever want to join the Precious Blood line, email me at catholic.teen.sp@gmail.com or send me a Facebook message. However, please, please, please contact me and I'll get this to you. Why should I start praying this during Lent? Because it's a big Lenten devotion in which ways we focus on the blood of Jesus. Always going to the blood of Jesus and looking to Jesus and how he suffered and how now we can look to Christ to be his light. We're going to take our second break. After that, I'm going to do a recap of the show and as well as give some final thoughts, words, and reminders. And remember, come home to the Catholic Church.
There's a way of life where simplicity brings joy. And humility leads to happiness, where we learn that less is more, and in giving, we receive. It's our refuge from chaos, and light to guide us through darkness. It's a place where the broken receive healing, and repentant hearts find mercy. Here, our days are set free from anxiety and addictions, and our nights rest with more peace. So, where is this hope, and who knows the way? Our hope rests in Jesus, and His Church leads the way. If you're longing to fill an emptiness or seeking a way home, we invite you to experience the peace that only comes from God. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
That's right. If you are, away from the Church, I urge you to come back. If you're discerning the Catholic Church, I urge you to come home. So this week I have a challenge for you. It's the same challenge that you would receive if you were on the Catholic desk, and that is to go to confession this week because confession is beautiful. So I want you to receive two sacraments this week. The first being reconciliation. We need to cleanse ourselves all the time during Lent, especially when we drop our cross and are having trouble picking it back up. The second sacrament is the Eucharist. This week, attend the daily Mass and receive Jesus. That way you have a tabernacle within you. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. Have a blessed week and consider these things above. I really urge you to do this. I also, if you would not mind checking out my latest blog. In the blog, I talk about finding Jesus and picking up your cross and following him. Because Jesus himself dropped his cross 3 times before he made it to Calvary and did not give up. We, during Lent, we can drop our cross many times. And we need to remember, just like Jesus, just like who we're trying to look toward to, just like who we're trying to imitate, who we're trying to follow, he himself dropped his cross. So so on Easter Sunday we can all come together in a banquet and love and rejoice one another's company and be tabernacles of the Holy Spirit and have the Eucharist, have Jesus within it. So I urge you to check out www.catholicdesk.weebly, which is W-E-E-B-L-Y. And really listen to the voice of God in that blog. So again, if you want to join the conversation there at my blog, it is catholicdesk.weebly.com. There you can comment, there you can share, there you can add your own input on what you think. You can add some your favorite Lenten prayers, etc. And as I mentioned before, we are looking for bloggers all the time. If you want to blog and have a blog running up on the Catholic desk, I want you to come on and ask me to have a blog. If you really want a blog, if you're serious about keeping a blog and sharing your faith with others, giving others steps to come home, giving steps to follow Jesus, having steps to go with the Catholic Church, giving devotions. And I must tell you, a blog post is not no lengthy Bible. It could be a paragraph or two. It could be a quote. It could be a short picture. All those are things we all need in life to notice, to see. And if you have a good mind of putting stuff down in the internet and on paper, basically, to say, I would love to have you be a blogger for the Catholic Desk. We had over 2,000 views on our page yesterday. Praise be to God. And that continues to grow every day. And before long, we will be out there in the Catholic media world. And I am just so happy that this has started off like it has. So when we look to Christ, let him be our light. Remember this week, when you look through your week, put time in for confession. Put time in for daily mass. And while you're at it, join me Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern for the live Divine Mercy Chaplet. That is this Tuesday, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. This Sunday as well, we'll be praying the Holy Rosary live. Also Tuesday, we will be doing another blog talk radio show, and I hope you will listen. And I would love to take your calls tomorrow at the 4 p.m. Eastern Time show. And that is also on blog talk. So come on here at 4 p.m. We'll do some nice talk for, you know, nice 30 minutes or so. I would love to have you call in and have a little chat with you and have our listeners talk and just be a community, one together. Okay? Do we have any callers? If you're on the line, I have unmuted you. So if you'd like to say anything, please speak up. Okay, I guess we don't have any callers. Please remember, if you do call in, please only press 1 if you are going to interact in the show, meaning you have a question, you have something you'd like to share. If you just want to listen to the show on your phone, go ahead and call the guest call-in number, but please do not press 1.
All glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen, Diane. Amen.
For converts, we're praying. And revert.
Yes, we are, Diane. Yep. As
praise
always,
be the Most High God of Israel. Hallelujah, Seth.
Yes. You know, Diane, I was thinking about you today when I was praying my school rosary. Hoping the weather down there is all nice. Hoping you all keep that cold weather down there. I don't want any of that. I'm ready for summer.
Yes, yes, we are too, most certainly. And we did see one robin the other day. One robin.
Oh, my. That is good. That is good. And God is good all the time. Thank you, Diane, for your call. I hope you will join
God bless
me tomorrow
you, Seth.
At
Keep
4
on
PM.
Doing what you're doing. It's wonderful.
Yes. You too. You too, Diane. So tomorrow, again, we will join here at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio for my talk show, as well as at 3 p.m. for the Divine Mercy Chapel on YouTube. Contact me anytime for links, questions, or concerns at catholic.keen.sb@gmail.com. And please don't forget, check out the Catholic Desk at catholicdesk.weebly.com. I will see you all tomorrow at 4 p.m. Have a blessed week, y'all. I will see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.